Well, I know you've had a good week from what Blake said and from what I've heard from some folks who've shared with me what's going on this week with Dr. Halstead and soon to be Dr. Rick Holland. Talking about holiness, talking about purity of life is, of course, absolutely critical. It is the desire of the Lord that we be conformed to the image of His Son. It is the word of Scripture that if you say you abide in Christ, you ought to walk the way He walked, and of course, He walked without sin. That is, of course, the whole point of sanctification. And dealing with this is really critical, particularly in your youth, although I'll never forget being in the hospital room. A man was 78 years old. He was dying of heart failure. And I stood and leaned over his bed, and I said, "Are you ready to go to heaven?" And he was weeping, and I was a little bit concerned about his condition. I'd known him for a number of years. He said, "Well, my trust is in Jesus Christ," 78 years old, but he said, "I just never got victory over pornography." 78 years old. I was fairly well shocked by that because he hadn't even lived in this generation. He didn't even have a computer. And nor was the film industry anything like it is, or television today, when in the years he cultivated habits. But apparently it was access to that kind of stuff for him, and here he was 78 years old, and that was the deep wound, in a sense, that he was carrying into meeting the Lord in heaven. If you're going to win that battle, I'm going to tell you today where you have to win it. I'm going to get right down to the nitty-gritty of where the battle has to be won. And I want to start with an illustration of a man named Job. You remember Job, I'm sure. Job, you don't need to turn to it for a minute. I'll turn you there a little bit later. Job was, by God's own attesting, a righteous man. In fact, in the first chapter of Job, first part of the first chapter, he's identified as one of the most righteous, if not the most righteous man on earth. The purest man, holiest man. That's against the grain of what you might expect, because that's way back before the revelation of Scripture was even written down. He would have lived in the patriarchal period in the time of Genesis. So he wouldn't have had any Scripture to read, certainly wouldn't have had all of the nuances of New Testament sanctification to lean on.